With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
The Tobinator.
The Tobinator.
Yeah, we have been busy.
My rightful name.
Your. Look, the name that went on the birth certificate. Shortened to Toby.
Oh,
just,
awful.
Just imagine that, if your mum called you Toby name.
Right.
Anyway, we've been really busy. The reason why we haven't done the show earlier this week is because I've been in Bulgaria.
You have.
That's the best accent I could do.
That
and you've
more.
Been competing
I've been
in
Sweden.
International... What do they call it? Swim, run.
Yeah, swim, run. If you have not heard of it, look it up. Swim, run. It's good fun. It's hard, yakka.
Yep.
But only tough nuts like me do it, eh?
I'm just wondering a little bit what you do.
Do you want me to go through it?
So
you swim and then you run.
No, do you actually swim first or do you?
No, you run first.
Well, that's a stupid
I
name,
know,
isn't it?
Why isn't it called run swim? Silly. But no, it's good fun. This one in Sweden was very technical. Long. It was long. And it was real choppy because we were swimming in the sea between islands and very choppy.
Sounds amazing, though.
A lot of jellyfish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of jellyfish.
So you had to dodge a few jellyfish along the way?
Nah, just power on through. I got hungry.
Bulgaria.
Yes, how was it?
Mm.
Was it hot?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Was it?
Like 25
Where
to 30.
Where have your eyebrows gone, by the way? Where did they go?
There's a little bit of a trim there. And
too much. I got that the other day. But like a month or so ago, the guy was like, oh, do you need your eyebrows doing? I was like, oh, yeah, go on. Then he did them. I was like, where'd they go?
For those that don't know, I have quite a set of caterpillars. And yeah, I went on and you know how you can set the blade?
Yeah.
To be low or not so low.
Oh, did you trim them yourself?
So wait
for this. Oh, mate.
Wait for this.
You better shock your eyes.
So I put the blade on like 5.
Right.
Thinking it was on 5. And as I did it, it slipped down to like 3.
You've had an absolute shocker.
So,
that's funny.
When I did
what did Seth say?
She screamed.
Oh, where's Damo gone?
Where are the caterpillars gone? Mate, so the show's not going to be in the normal show today.
No,
it's going to be a bit quicker because
yep.
We're going to very, very quickly review the matches that happen on the weekend.
Yep.
And we're going to preview this weekend's matches. We're going to go through, though, for us messages from our supporters now. We've got our first email in, sir. Do you want to do that one?
Yes. So our first email is from Brett, and he is actually from Oakland, USA.
USA.
Yeah, California. So he's a California girl. But he sort of goes on to say, although he lives in the USA, he really supports the All Blacks, but he doesn't support the management team. Now, he was sort of like quite a few other All Blacks supporters where it was that threat went out, you know, if the All Blacks lose, then Fozzie and his management team will go.
Yes.
So a lot of people, including Brett, were stuck between a rock and a hard place saying, well, I want the All Blacks to win, obviously, but then I want them to lose, so then the management go. The coaching staff go.
It is a very, very... It's a tough one, isn't it?
It's a really tough one.
And the reason why it's a tough one, and I'm going to go into this in a little bit more detail later, is if they do win, we're just kicking the can further down the road. Do you know what I mean?
They need to do it now, or they need to not have that threat there and go, we're actually going to get you after the World Cup.
We're going to get you.
We're going to get you. But then, you know, he goes on to sort of say, why would you then, you know, put your head down and kill yourself for the team when you know it's going downhill?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really, really tough one. We don't normally have this, do we, in rugby?
No.
This is normally like football.
This is normally football, yeah.
And, you know, rugby is catching up, I guess. But I think the bigger issue here is the board. You look at the New Zealand Rugby Football Board, you look at the Australian Rugby Football Boards, they seem like they are full of knobheads. So you got the New Zealand board that made the decision to sign with Silver Lake. You got the New Zealand board that made the decision to hire Fozzie in the first place. You got the New Zealand board that decided that a competition without South Africa would be a good idea.
Yeah, really good idea.
Yeah. You've got an Australian board who are thinking or pushing potentially that Dave Rennie, they're waiting for him to trip up.
Right.
He's done a great job. That you've got an Australian board that have spoken about the fact that they might go on their own competition. You know, it's just, they're just full of idiots.
Yeah.
And actually, I was listening to an interview with Steve Hansen, and Steve Hansen asked some serious questions of the board saying,
oh, really?
Their relationship with the players and the coaches is at the lowest ebb. So actually, are we really shooting the wrong person here? You know, because really the board are hiding behind Fozzie. They're hiding, you know, they're trying to
well,
say, well,
they
we're,
are, because
we're going to support
the ones,
them.
They're not the ones in the front line, are they? They're not the ones playing or coaching.
But they are
they're
the ones.
They're sat on their little high horses,
yep,
making all the big decisions,
yep,
and leaving the rest to do the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, mate, very interesting.
But yeah, so that's Brett, and he is Ruckstar on
Superbrew. Is he Ruckstar on Superbrew?
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's higher than me.
Everyone's higher than you. Although, hey, mate, we're only 1 week in.
Yeah, no,
it's
don't worry.
It's a long competition.
No, I'm going to get to that in a minute. Okay. So Jason Styles, he sent us two emails, actually. So we'll go through the first one.
Has he become the new Razzler
no,
the Dazzler?
Whoa. No, he hasn't.
And
these
you know,
are very short emails.
Oh, they are. They are. Razzler the Dazzler. Send us your thesis.
I tell you what, though, we're going to get to Razzler Dazzler in a minute. Okay, so this is the first one from Jason. Hello, men. Who would you start, bench, and get rid of? Ben Smith, Mills Muliaina, or Geordie Barrett? And Geordie Barrett.
That's a great question.
Sorry for the loss. Good luck next week. And then he had a little smiley face there.
So he's is he an Aussie fan? Is
Don't
he?
Don't know. No, Jason, I think he...
Is he from England?
I'm not sure.
No,
he did tell us once.
Did he?
Yeah, but my memory's mush.
Your memory is mush. Shall I go first?
I thought you made up the term mush as well.
I did?
No, you didn't.
What?
It's a Cockney slang, apparently.
Is it?
Cockney thing, mush, yeah.
Mush, as in like mashed potato, like mushy.
I don't know, mate.
Well, really good knowledge anyway, from you. You're just telling you I'm wrong, ben and then you can't Smith, back it up.
Mullies, you know, and Jordy Barrett.
I'd start Ben Smith, Mulliana off the bench, and I'd get rid of Jordy Barrett.
Absolute rubbish. Yeah, absolute rubbish.
Would you not do that?
No, definitely not. I'm starting Ben Smith.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, no, starting and Jordy Barrett off the bench, 100%. Mills, Mulliana, I play with Mills. I got a good story, actually. Mills, Mulliana was 1 year younger than me.
Okay.
Just shows how good a rugby player he was. He made the South Island team 1 year early.
Yeah.
And he's on the bench.
Yeah.
Our starting scrum half got injured.
Right.
We didn't really... Oh, no, sorry. Our starting scrum half got injured. Our replacement scrum half got injured.
Good.
And Mills Mulliana, who normally plays in the centres, yep, came in and played at nine.
Okay.
And played unbelievable game of rugby. And we were the first South Island team to ever beat the North Island team.
So you'd get rid of him?
So I'd get rid of him for that, because he played with me. He can't be that good. I just think that he, Geordie, offers a little bit more than Mills Mulliana.
I mean, and I hope I speak for all of our listeners, I cannot believe you've just said that.
Geordie,
why are you swearing at us?
Geordie Barrett is a superstar of rugby.
Disgusting. You are awful.
Now, I Mills Mulliana was a good player, but he was a steady Eddie. And I need something off the bench. I need that big kicker. I need Jordy Barrett with a 60-metre boot and the high velts that we're going to see on the weekend. I need him in my team.
Get a grip, Damien. God, do you know what? I actually think I'm going to change my mind. I think I might go Mills Mulliana.
To start.
To start, because he's your safe option.
And then,
and then bring on Ben Smith.
Village. Oh. That's why you're Village. And that's why...
I'm just not Village. You've just picked Jordy Barrett. He's one of our slaggers.
Yes,
he's on the same page.
You know what? I couldn't believe it. I think this is the reason why Jason's done it. Good question.
It is a good question.
Good question. He just wants to hear a bit more Jordy slagging. Okay, next question. Sorry the All Blacks lost on the weekend. Can they bounce back? If so, how can they do it without the Barretts in the back line? Or the Geordie is playing, by all accounts.
Geordie is playing, yeah.
He was starting fullback.
He was in doubt.
Yeah.
So was Will Jordan.
He was
also in doubt, yeah.
Why?
Hamstring or was it knee? I'm not sure.
Yeah, one or two.
But yeah, he was in doubt, but they're obviously recovered all right.
Mm. Geordie... Bowden's on the bench.
Bowden Barrett is on the bench after that. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. It was bad, wasn't it?
I didn't see it.
It was really
bad. But I've heard it's bad. Yeah. Saw pictures. Did he get a red card, that bloke?
He did.
Good.
Wow.
Where was it in the game?
Quite near the end.
Oh, so.
Yeah, quite near the end. Yeah. No chance. Can they bounce back? What do you reckon? Alice Park.
I think they can bounce back, but it'll be still a loss. I just think it'll be a closer loss.
You think it'll be a tight game?
I think it'll be a tight game.
But ultimately they'll lose.
But ultimately I think the All Blacks will lose again.
It's really hard for me to say, but I think they can bounce back. I think they could win it, but I think it's unlikely.
Yes, I agree with you.
I think it's unlikely.
And I'd love to see them bounce back, obviously, as an All Blacks fan, but realistically, I don't think we can.
You don't think we've got the tools to do the job?
No.
It's so hard to say it, isn't it?
It's tough.
It's so hard to say it. Right, mate, we're over to Ben Zealand.
We are over to Ben
Zealand.
What a
legend. Can I just say thank you, Ben Zealand, for sending us a picture through?
Now, I have a couple of questions about this, Ben. Is that supposed to be a beak? Or a banana?
So you got to fill people in, sir?
I've got to fill people in, or is he going to fill people in?
with that thing. Blimmin' it.
Okay, so it's a picture of Razor Robinson.
Yes, with Ben Zealand.
So Scott Robinson with Ben Zealand. Now, Ben Zealand is obviously wearing a He's wearing an All Blacks top.
He definitely is wearing an All Blacks top.
And I think it might be a Kiwi suit or like a little hood.
Yes.
But it doesn't, I mean, I'm just leaving it up to everyone's imagination here, but it's not looking like a beak.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's flaccid. It's... It's long.
It's long.
But the saving grace is yellow. It's yellow.
So it's leading us to believe it's a beak. But we love the picture. And all I've got to say is...
We love the picture.
You'd get along really well with Ben Zealand, wouldn't you? Because I could imagine you in that suit. You wouldn't get me in
it's
one,
It's more
mate.
Like a hood. It's more like a hood.
I reckon it goes longer than that. If you look at his top, he's filling out that top quite significantly.
Yeah, maybe.
I reckon she's a full suit.
He could be a big guy.
Nah, he doesn't look like it.
Do you not think?
Nah, he looks... He looks, you look at him there. I mean, Raze is a big fella, isn't he?
He's tall, yeah.
Yeah. Well, mate, thank you very much. This was in the, what was it, in the World Cup? Was it in, is this when he went to?
This looks like it's World Cup because there's branding in the background that looks.
Yeah, the playoff match, the New Zealand and Wales playoff match.
Right.
So one thing is great that you went there, brilliant to go to Japan, and how good to get a selfie with.
On the way from the toilet.
On the way from the toilet. That would have taken him a while to get out of that suit.
I just thought you two might appreciate me sharing this photo as my wife sure didn't. Oh, that's funny. Good
very
on you.
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much. I always enjoy a picture. Remember we got a picture of when we spoke about our first ever cars?
Yes.
And I can't remember who it was. Sent us a picture of his first car. Loved it.
Superbrew.
Oh, we're just going to go with the Razzle Dazzler first.
Oh, okay. You're going to touch base on his thesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing is the resident was worried that we weren't okay because we didn't do the show.
Right.
But we can confirm that we're okay. We're putting out the show a little bit late. It's just a couple of things. He is questioning whether or not Fozzie is gone or not. So do you think that Fozzie will keep his job until the 2023 World Cup?
Okay.
What do you reckon?
I didn't even listen.
You didn't
to
even it. Listen. So do you think Fozzie will keep his job until the 2023
no.
World Cup?
He'll go.
Okay, you think he's going to go. Do you think he'll stay a part of the coaching panel?
He shouldn't. No, if he's going to go, he shouldn't.
He shouldn't, no. If he loses both, so he loses on the weekend, is he definitely gone?
Well, how many last chances are they going to give him?
I have heard quite through a good source that apparently, he's been told if he loses both matches, he should resign.
Okay.
Now, the problem there
it
is...
It looks better though, doesn't it?
Well, I think that it's financial because if he resigns, they don't have to pay him off.
Surely they'll give him some sort
I think
of payout.
I think they will.
But not the full payout.
Not the full payout.
Right. Wow.
Do you think that if he does go, they'll go Razor?
No.
Do you know what? This is why the board are really stupid. I agree with you. I don't think they will go Razor. I think they'll just slot in
Schmidt.
Schmidt. And Razor will get overlooked. And I think half the reason why Razor will get overlooked is he dances. Honestly, they just do not like someone like Razor who's got a bit of personality.
Yeah, but if they've got such a big problem with it, why don't they go, look, if it comes to a major win, just act appropriately, please.
Correct.
It's an easy conversation to have between two adults.
Correct.
Two professional adults. And it shouldn't hinder his chances just because he does some dancing.
Yeah. I mean, we've got some... Yeah, okay. Other thing that he mentions here, which is really, really poignant, is the trifecta. So as it currently stands now, New Zealand are fifth in the world rankings.
The lowest we've ever been.
Yeah. Congratulations to the All Blacks for completing the rugby trifecta. We have now lost to all the top three teams in the world rankings. France, last year, Ireland, now, and South Africa.
Right.
So before it was only like, you know, you could say, oh, they've only really lost to Ireland or whatever. But actually now they've lost to Argentina, they've lost to Australia, they've lost to obviously the three that were just mentioned. This is where the problem starts, because we are talking about the All Blacks or holding them in this high regard of consistency. And actually now I can only remember one other time where they've had such a lean period, but only against South Africa and Australia. I've never known them to have a lean period against other teams. To lose to Argentina, to lose to Ireland, you know, these are things that have never happened before.
Yeah, the Argentinian thing, that was last year, and I think it was just a bit of a dull game. But again, we shouldn't have lost. But I think...
It wasn't even in Argentina.
No, it was in Australia.
Yeah.
I think the All Blacks' saving grace with this is that we've lost to all of the teams that are pretty much above us.
Yes.
Now, I think if we lose to Australia, that's not necessarily the end of the world, because it is...
Three test matches.
Yeah, but one of the biggest matches in world rugby.
If we lost the Bledisloe.
It's the biggest rivalry.
If we lost the Bledisloe.
Yeah.
That would be a shocker. Because that means we would have lost two out of three. And that's just unacceptable. We haven't lost the Bledisloe in over 20 years.
No, we haven't. But I think we'll
Australia
keep that.
Last year were in a right mess. You know, we're talking about Australian team before Dave Rennie's taken them over. They were in the biggest mess I've ever seen in world rugby.
So now we are in that biggest mess.
We are.
So we're in that rebuilding phase, and Australia aren't looking bad.
No, they're looking good. Looking
you
good.
You know, and so why can't that be the All Blacks? Why can't we just put on the table and go, look, this isn't great for New Zealand rugby. We're going to take this year and next year to sort it out, rebuild, and it's just going to be a two-year thing. You know, teams...
The problem is, mate, we don't have 2 years.
No, I know, but it's one World Cup. How many more World Cups are there going to be?
You can't say that.
Well, you can. I just did. I verbalised it. Okay? So
I verbalised it.
So I just think that it's a blip. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the end of the world. I don't think we're going to slip down to be a tier two country.
Oh, we're not going to do
well,
that.
Well, there
mate.
You go. Stop being so dramatic then. Get a grip.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Razzadaz. He obviously mentioned quite a few other things, but the podcast can't go on forever. And it's important that we go over, sir.
Super Brew.
All right. Okay. So I've got a bone to pick with you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What have I done?
Go over the results. Go over the results.
Okay, I'll go over the
I'm just going to put on the music, sir. Bone to pick with you. Just remember that as we go through the segment.
Right, so...
Hang on. I'm getting myself ready. All right, you're...
Yes, I'm ready. I've been ready for a while now.
There you go,
Is
mate.
It going?
It's going.
Okay, so first game was South Africa, New Zealand, and that was 26-10 to South Africa.
It was.
Argentina lost to Australia 41-26. Quite a high scoring game.
Oh.
Now, the leaders of the pack. Boat race captain.
Loving it.
Yeah. On top with M. Hill 666.
Okay.
So they were both top of the pops.
Yeah.
3.5 each. Then we've got Dean Bob and T-Mac.
Love it.
Bottom, that's the top five.
Bottom five.
You're not even in the bottom five.
That's right. I'm not in the bottom five.
Well, you've got 1 point along with several others. So we've got Crusade. What's his name? Crusaders are overrated. Couldn't agree more. Death and Big Kahuna.
Now, how many
points? Ben Zealand's on the same as you.
Yeah, of course he is.
Bud.
Now, I can tell you why Ben Zealand's on the same as me.
Why?
Because he is a proper man.
Is he?
He is, yes.
Why is he a proper man?
Well, I'm guessing he didn't bet against his own country.
I didn't bet anything.
You,
if I'd bet,
listen,
I would have been a very
All I've got to say is this. I hovered over the Super Brew, right? I could not bring myself to say the New Zealanders were going to lose against South Africa. I couldn't bear to do it. Now, let me ask, sir, did you say that the All Blacks were going to lose?
Verbally. Or Super Brew?
Super Brew.
Yes, I did.
You yep. did, yes. Yeah,
did I get the correct answer?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, I did.
You're betting against your own team.
Did you
That's
know what?
That's a poor effort. Poor, no.
World Cup semi-final against England, I put money on England to win. Now, I was more than happy to lose that money because I wanted New Zealand to win.
That doesn't matter.
But I made a lot of money. But it was bittersweet. Now, this was one of those moments.
It was awful, wasn't it?
I wanted the All Blacks to obviously win, and I was more than happy to give up those points, but I used my brain.
All I've got
I used my brain, not my little gentleman.
Would there have been a moment, let's say if it was 12-all, 2 minutes to go, All Blacks score, you've said South Africa by 5, would there be a little bit of you...
No, because I know that the All Blacks are in dire strifes at the moment.
I found it really hard. I really wanted to say that the All Blacks were going to lose. I just couldn't do it. I said All Blacks by 5 and I'll do the same this week.
Will you?
Do I think they'll win? No, I won't.
You're daft.
No, I
You're
will not.
You're throwing away.
Some good Super Brew
You're
points.
Throwing away good Super Brew points. So but it might come back that the All Blacks win.
I am sure Ben Zealand was in my
Didn't
boat.
Say, yeah, yeah,
Couldn't go against his team. Here is a guy who wears a Kiwi is suit it? To the knockoff game New Zealand v Wales in the World Cup.
We thrashed Wales, didn't we?
We did. It was our best performance, our second best performance of the tournament. Ireland. Now, sir, the weekend's matches, we do need to go over them. An amazing victory over a strong Argentinian team.
I agree.
Who's played 3 really good games against Scotland, and Scotland aren't a bad team, winning that series.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Australia go down, I think there's 19-something at half-time, and come back really strong.
I did see that. Now, I picked Australia to win, and I saw that score, and I was like, oh, come on, like, really?
Mm.
But they obviously, like, hung in there for that second half and really put the foot down.
I mean, it was a really, really impressive. He had Quade Cooper go off with Achilles.
Yes.
Gone. 6 months, they're saying.
6 months?
Yeah, six
he
months.
He won't play again.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, though. He was unbelievably impressive.
Was he good?
And this makes me question, or maybe this is a really good example of experience, because Quade Cooper, with 2 unexperienced players outside him, just ran the show.
Did he make him look good?
Made them look real good. Jordan Patai came off a backline move. This is a great thing. They've got backline moves, mate.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And do you know what they do?
How do they do that?
Do you know what they do? They look up and go, oh, there's space there for someone else. I might pass them the ball. When was the last time you've seen an All Blacks team do a backline move?
Not for many games.
Not for many games, if not years, man.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, anyway, really impressive. But what's really impressive is Michael Hooper goes off, mental health issues, time with the family or whatever.
Family, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think, you know, young family.
Yeah.
And Slipper comes in, captains the team. Fraser McWright plays amazing for Australia.
He? Brilliant, because he wasn't even in the team initially, was he?
No.
He played
really, really well. Good. Really good player. Scored a try. Arguably double movement, but we won't go over that too much. I just thought that the Aussies were class.
Yeah.
And it made me think, you know how we spoke about them tracking quite well?
Yes.
This is another step on that rung. Their big kind of test is going to be this weekend.
Yeah.
Can they back
can
it up?
Can they go back to back?
I kind of feel like they can, but without Quade Cooper, I've got a question mark there because you've got Lolasio, who will probably come in. But I think they're going to have to go James O'Connor.
Yeah, he's starting.
Oh, is he starting? Yeah. I think you need that experience. Shows, actually, is Lolasio the second best 10? I think he is. But James O'Connor's got a lot more experience, and I think you need to have that experience.
And I think it's good to have that safe pair of hands for the first 50, 60 minutes.
Yep.
And then Lolasio can come on and work his magic, really, can't he?
When you look at Australia, you go, they've got some experience in important places.
Yes.
9 experience.
Yeah, Nick White.
With Quade Cooper and James O'Connor, they've got experience at 10. They're not so experienced for the rest of the back line, but then you've got Karevi to bring back in there, incredibly experienced. You got Corin Betty, who hasn't been around for that long, but he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Then you look in the forwards and you go, they've got some experience in there. They've got some youngsters, but then they've got James Slipper. They've got Faingi at 2 when needed. He played amazing on the weekend.
Yeah. He's been around for a while, though.
Yeah. Taliela Tupou. Yeah. So I just think you look at them and you say, they're a good side. Michael Hooper, when he comes back, lots of experience, but still playing at the top of their game. Whereas you look at some of the other teams, let's just say New Zealand, and we are scrapping around for some experience in certain positions. You wouldn't even, like Richie Mwanga, not that experienced, is he?
No.
He hasn't got that many tests under his belt.
No.
You probably go Aaron Smith.
But you
Smith.
Would almost say he's experienced.
You would say, oh, well, he's been around.
We've got Sam Whitelock, Sam Kane.
Yeah.
Not really anyone in the front row.
No.
Then we've got Sevilla.
Experience, yeah.
Yeah. Aaron Smith.
Very experienced.
Yeah. And then that's about
like,
it.
You're looking around.
Rico Ioane, but he's only like 24.
Yeah. No, he's not experienced, is he?
No, that's what I mean.
Beauden Barrett, experienced.
Yes. But he's not starting.
No. South Africa, so much experience.
All the way through.
All the way through. World Cup winners there. Been playing for 4 years, 5, 6 years together. Very similar team. Even going down like the subs, Jesse Krill.
Yeah.
Stain that comes on. He's old enough to have about 20 kids, isn't he?
He's got 22, I think.
Looks like he's eaten 20 kids. So he's going to be real, really important. I think he'll come on the weekend. He'll go 50-20s all day long.
Pepper.
All day long. So really impressive by Australia. Can they back it up this weekend? I think if they can do it without Quade Cooper, I'm going to make a prediction. The Bledisloe could be gone. If they can back it up on the weekend, if New Zealand, I don't care what happens on this weekend, if they keep Fozzie in place, they keep that management in place, the Bledisloe's gone.
Now, if we lose the Bledisloe at Eden Park, then we know something's wrong.
Mate, we know something's wrong already.
Yeah, I know, but we know something is.
That's like saying.
No, but
the global warming does not exist until the world stops turning, and then we'll believe it.
No, I don't believe global warming. But we know that the players aren't in it if they lose at Eden Park.
I don't want to talk about it. It hurts me
too
much.
Are the players in it?
Yes, they are.
Does it look like that?
Yeah, I think it does. I think they try hard. They've got no structure. They've got no weapons.
You know, yeah, but surely a Geordie Barrett halfway through a game when we're, I don't know, 20-10 down or something. Come on, we need to try something here. Surely they're experienced enough.
No.
So
half the issue is...
What's his name?
Bowden. I think half the issue is that they just don't have the tools, mate. It's like going to a knife fight with a fork. You know, you could win.
Well, you could easily win with a fork.
But you're not going to win...
You just stab them. It's the same sort of implement. It's very... It's like taking a knife to a gunfight. That's what you were supposed to say.
That's a good one.
That is the one. That's the saying. It's not, take a fork to a knife fight.
Anyway, you get my point.
Yes, I do.
They're not in the same... It's like... Yeah. It's like schoolboy set up playing against international teams. And Razzle has mentioned that as well. You know what you're going to get from South Africa.
Yeah.
It's pretty boring, but it's effective.
Yeah, very effective.
You know what you're going to get from Ireland. You know what you're going to get from France. You know what you're going to get from England. What are you going to get from New Zealand? You know what you're going to get.
Rubbish at the moment.
Absolutely terrible. You know, uncohesive, blunt attack and defense, they do okay.
Yeah.
Line out, they do okay. Scrum, they do okay, but they've got no weapons. They've relied for a long time on brilliant individual plays.
Yes.
Sivu Reese's to create something.
Yeah.
So how can New Zealand win on the weekend? What has to happen?
Well, they can't change much in a week, so they've just got to grind it out.
Richie Mwanga playing at 10 gives them some chance, I think. I just think that the players have to take responsibility. The players have to have I call it the Harlequins moment, where they literally win without a coach.
Yeah.
And that's how they've got to see it. They've got Sam Kane has to get them together and say, look, this is what we're going to do. This is our game plan. This is the weaknesses. And actually, that could be quite powerful if we see it. But you're right. I think that for us to win on the weekend, we're going to need some luck. We're going to need some individual brilliance. But to have a guy like Will Jordan, like Lester Fainuku, like Caleb Clark on your team and not use them, you know, you think of Lester Fainuku, how many he's played 2 or 3 test matches?
Yeah.
Hardly touched the ball.
Yeah.
Caleb Clark basically created the only try that we had. And he probably touched the ball 3 or 4 times in the game. It's unacceptable to have brilliant players and not have a game plan that allows them to show their stuff.
Well, the thing is that normally our outside backs
are our biggest weapon.
Not only our biggest weapon, but they score so many tries. Copious amounts of tries.
Yeah.
But now it's just dry, isn't it? We can't get the ball out wide.
Double pivot.
We can't beat the rush defence.
Right. This is the biggest... Okay. This is the future. Right? This is the future. If we want to win the World Cup, we need these things to happen. Fozzie has to go.
Yep.
They have to completely redo the whole coaching. So they can't just say Fozzie goes, Razor comes in, or Smith comes in. It's got to be complete whitewash.
Yep.
Lamape has to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Lamape has to come back. And in reality, I don't think Razor or Smith, it doesn't matter who it is, but you've got to have someone else that's tactically working with them, because I don't think it's the players that is the issue big time. I think it's the way that New Zealand play that's the biggest problem. And I think until you get rid of everyone, you can have fresh ideas coming in.
Slate.
And I don't think Razor Robinson, you look at the Crusaders, they're not innovative really. So he needs someone that will do that innovation for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mate, who is going to win on the weekend?
South Africa and Australia.
What by?
South Africa by 10, Australia by 15.
I think it'll be real close in both matches. I'm going to say, this is what I genuinely think.
Yeah.
I think South Africa by 5.
Okay.
And I think Australia by 5. They're going to be real tight matches because a wounded Argentinian team
is a dangerous one.
Is a dangerous one. And I think without Quade Cooper, interesting. South Africa, I think New Zealand are going to put their best foot forward.
Well,
unfortunately, I don't think their best foot's good enough.
Yeah.
I think if we are to win, we're going to need luck. We're going to need Will Jordan or a Sivu Reese or a, you know, just moment of magic.
A moment of magic, yeah.
And maybe we need two or three of those.
Yeah.
Which we haven't had. So, yeah, can't see it happening, but I think that South Africa and Australia will win. Mate, we're gonna finish the show there?
Yes, we will, yeah.
I know it's come out very late, everyone, hence why we're doing a short one. But yeah. We'll be back with our full episode.
We will.
Tuesday next week.
We will.
Can't wait for it.
Don't forget to support us, though.
Absolutely.
Like, share, subscribe, the Patreon, hit the link below. 5-star review, emails. Now, we had a good lot of emails today.
We did, yes.
So, we love a picture too.
We love a picture.
Thank you, New Zealand.
Yeah, loved it.
So, really good.
Question for you. This is a massive question. If New Zealand keep their coaching set up, everything the same, they continue to go downhill, we get to the World Cup, it's obvious we're not going to do very well. Who's going to be your second team that you're going to support?
At a World Cup?
Yeah.
Maybe Ireland?
I'm going to go Aussie.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I like Aussie, yeah.
I'm going to go Aussie.
Yeah, fine. I'll be with you on that one.
I'd cheer Aussie on.
Yeah, so would I.
So Aussie's going to be my second team.
Okay.
The ABs will be my first.
I can't wait for the Super Brew for the World Cup.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. Yeah. Mate. That'll be great, Super Brew. I'm going to be in there on that one.
Well, you say that every time, but you're currently at the bottom.
I'm not in the bottom 5. No, thank you very much. Anyway, mate, until next time.
See you later.
Always a pleasure.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.